Hey friends, we've built an application here in our .NET Core 101 video series, and now we want to publish it. And what does that really mean to publish? It means to distribute, right? We want to give it to our friends, we want to give it to people so that they can use it as well. And there's a couple of ways to do that, because we might be giving it to a friend on a different operating system, like I'm a Windows person and I might give it to my Mac friend or my Linux friend. I might also be giving it to someone who doesn't have .NET Core on their machine, so we're going to talk about those things.
Yeah.
And how we'll manage it. Also, when I come over here, if you'll look and see that we're at the point where we were when we were talking about testing, I don't want to give my friend the tests.
No.
All right, so we're going to think about that. I'll go ahead and unpin the Test Explorer here. So what exactly am I publishing? We have our tests, we have our library, and we have our banking application. And if you recall, the banking application has a dependency on the library. So I really want the app and its dependencies.
Yeah.
And its things that it needs. When I right-click on it, I can build it, I can rebuild it, I can pack it up, I can run tests. This option here, publish, prepares it to be given to friends and to customers. So I'm gonna right-click, and there's a couple of options here. It says, well, I can deploy it to a folder, I can deploy it to IIS, the web server for Windows, or to Azure, to a cloud, or wherever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to deploy it to a folder, because basically there's the folder I've been working on, and then there's the folder that I'm going to go and kind of like zip up or make an installer or whatever to go in.
Right. So this is sort of like the finished product, the finished program that you want to hand off to someone, to a customer or a friend or someone who's going to be the end user.
And there's lots of different profiles. I could name it. I could say the testing version or whatever. I just named it folder profile. It's not a very awesome name. But that profile is a collection of all the different characteristics. Remember before when you told me about debug versus release.
Right.
I could give a debug one to a tester, but I'll give a release one. I can decide if it's for any CPU or if it's only for certain Intel CPUs.
Right.
Is it .NET Core 3? Yes. This one's an interesting one. There's two modes that we want to think about. Framework dependent or self-contained. What that basically means is, do they already have .NET installed and do they need it? Because if you remember when we built it before and we went into that folder, remember?
Right.
There was a really small executable called MySuperBank, and that was it. Like, there was nothing else. Our application actually needs .NET Core, that platform
that
you told me about.
So some machines, like Windows 10, for example, ships with .NET. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the things that when a program comes into that OS, we expect that operating system to already have that dependency. So we could just get it on the destination.
Right, and if I don't really know though, or I'm not sure, I might want to make a specific ask. I might want to say, well, you know, let's make a self-contained one because I don't know enough about these people. And look, I might want to send it to Linux or Windows or wherever, or OS X, because I don't know if they have .NET installed already.
So we're kind of shipping our app with all of the dependencies that it needs to execute, and we don't expect the operating system to have anything
exactly.
that it lands on.
So most Windows machines are Windows, and what's called x64. There's x86, which is a little older, and x64. So let's try that one for starters. And I'm just going to hit publish. Publish is like a build and some more.
Okay.
So it's going to do that. And I'm going to actually right-click again with your trick and say open folder and file explorer. And I'm going to go into bin, like you said. I'm going to go into release this time and .NET Core app. And then look, there's a new folder here, WinX64. Inside here are about 200 different files. The one that I care about is MySuperBank, and then there's the other stuff. That other stuff is .NET. It's all of .NET.
Right. So that .exe is going to use everything else in that folder.
Exactly. Okay. And in fact, in the future, we'll be able to pack all of that into a single executable.
Ooh.
So then instead of 200 files and you'll have to give your friend the folder, you'll just give them a single file, and then .NET will take care of it. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to click up here in the address bar, I'm going to right click and say copy. I'm copying the path. I want to know about the location. I'm going to go out to the command line now, and I'm inside of the Windows terminal, and I'm going to type in cd for change directory, and I'm going to paste, and now I'm in that folder. I can type dir and I'm in that folder. Ah, that's all very scary.
Look at all those DLLs.
I'm going to just say, hey dir, hey directory, just show me executables. There's my MySuperBank.
Okay.
Let's run it and see if it actually runs. And it does.
Hooray.
Cool. So now if I give someone that folder and they have Windows, they don't have to install anything else. They can just copy it onto a USB key and it'll work. But here's the cool part, and here's the magic about .NET, because when you told me about .NET at the beginning, you said it runs anywhere.
Right, it's cross-platform.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean, cross-platform? Well, Windows itself can also run Linux. And inside of the Windows terminal that you can go and get in the Windows Store, it also supports Ubuntu. So this is not Windows. This is another entirely different operating system. And in Ubuntu here, and I can actually just show you very briefly, just to prove that I have Ubuntu. I have Ubuntu 18.04.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And if I type in print working directory, I'm actually on my C drive. So I'm in Ubuntu talking back over to my Windows drive.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go and try to make an Ubuntu version of the same app. So go back to Visual Studio and then the profile. I should probably make another profile and I'll name it something differently. I'll say create profile. We'll rename it and we'll say it's the Ubuntu version of our application. And then down in our configuration, it'll be a self-contained Linux x64, not Windows x64. Hit save and then hit publish. Now that's going to go to a different folder. If we go back over here and we go up one, now there's a Linux folder.
Ah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think I can see where this is going.
You see where this is going, right? So now let's go back over to Ubuntu, and I'm going to just cheat by going, and there's my path. C user Scott. It's in my source folder. Your folder structure may be a little bit different, but the point is it's in bin release, and then the name of your location, which in this case is Linux 64, and there's all the Linuxy stuff. That's .NET as again, but it's the Linux.NET, which is really cool. So now, let's go and run my Superbank. Look at that. That's our Linux application running, our banking application running on Linux. So it's a totally different operating system running just the same, which is really, really cool.
Definitely.
Isn't that fun? Mm-hmm. So that's just the basics of publishing an application. It'll become more interesting if you're making a website or a web application and you want to go and publish that to a cloud like Azure. And we'll cover that in future videos where you can find information in the Microsoft Docs. And that's our .NET Core 101 playlist.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for spending time with me today. Thanks, everybody.